This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Priyam Gupta. First name is Priyam, P-R-I-Y-A-M, last name is Gupta, G-U-P-T-A Gupta. Date of birth, 3-7-2000. Priyam, P-R-I-Y-A-M, is a 23-year-old gentleman with history of asthma, allergies, and anaphylaxis to some foods, period. Number one, history of asthma, which has been reasonable control. He has not taken any medications for many months period. His sleep is pretty much undisturbed. He can do normal activities and they don't seem to be a source of problem period. There is occasional night wheezing, but that generally is not a source of any significant limitations period. His medications are number one, Dulera, D-U-L-E-R-A, 200/5, up to twice daily. Number two, ProAir, to be used if needed for coughing and wheezing, period. Asthma started when he was, his asthma has been there for almost 15 years, but is much better, period. Number two, history of allergic rhinitis, usually year round, but more so in spring and summertime, period. He has used Zyrtec and Benadryl with definite benefit, period. He has also used Flonase with some help, period. Number three, history of minor eczema, manifested by dry skin and scaly knees and elbows with thickening, and he has used some normal moisturizers and occasional creams with definite benefit, period. Number four, history of multiple food reactions and many allergies, period. Recently, recently he had some ice cream that was eaten at home and had coconut and sunflower seeds, and he thinks it's the sunflower seed that might be the source of problem, period. Reaction started 15 minutes after eating this ice cream, and he was totally well in less than 24 hours, period. No medications were taken, period. Last reaction was 1 year ago to sesame seed of similar nature, manifested by rash and low-grade lip swelling, period. He's had many reactions, but he has not completely avoided eating foods that he has been diagnosed with diagnosed with having allergies to nuts, period. Number three, he had a similar reaction. He had a small reaction to pecan in a cookie a few days ago, and there was some rash and low grade swelling, and that improved within 12 hours, period. No medications were taken, period. He has used EpiPen more than 10 years ago for a reaction while he was getting allergy injections at Kaiser, period. He has carried EpiPen, but that has not been used for these recent reactions, period. New paragraph, he can eat peanut and macadamia nuts and almonds without any problem, period. RAS testing to many different nuts was positive, and I have told him not to eat all the nuts except the nuts that he can eat without any problem, period. examination revealed a very pleasant young man who had dry skin with some mild nasal stuffiness period. Chest examination was benign period. Pulmonary function testing was normal period. My final diagnosis, number one, mild asthma in good control. Number two, mild allergic rhinitis in decent control. Number three, history of eczema doing well. Number four, multiple food reactions, food allergies and reactions period. Skin testing revealed very large reaction to grasses, trees, to altered area and dust mites, period. No testing to culprit foods was performed, period. And new paragraph, my final diagnosis, my treatment plan, number one, completely avoid sunflower seed, number two, sesame seed, number three, hazelnut, number four, walnut, number five, pistachio, number six, coconut, number seven, cashew, period. He can eat peanut and almonds and macadamia as they have not caused any problems. Number two, use EpiPen in case of a reaction and then call 911 or go to emergency room for further observation. Number three, EpiPen instructions were given. Number four, EpiPen prescription should be refilled every 1 year to 15 months. Number five, wear a necklace or a wristband saying I am allergic to nuts. Number seven, make sure to read labels on different foods and avoid eating any new foods before and ask questions to make sure there are no nuts in the food that has been that he might be planning to eat, period. I also, number eight, I recommend him to go on YouTube and watch an EpiPen video, period. All other appropriate instructions about managing environment and use of inhalers were discussed, period. Overall, I believe his nut allergy is going to remain with him for quite some time, and he may require testing in 5 to 10 years down the road, period. Till at such time, the offending nuts should be completely avoided, period. This method was repeatedly given to him, and I'm hopeful that he would refrain from eating any nuts and experience reactions, period. Overall, period. End of dictation on patient Priyam Gupta. Thank you.